With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House lawmakers approving a three-year extension of a key U.S. surveillance program. More on the story from correspondent Greg Clugston.
After weeks of infighting in Congress, a large group of Democrats joined most Republicans to pass the bill. The measure adds new oversight, but stops short of requiring a warrant to access Americans' communications. Leaders argue the program is vital to national security, while opponents say it still allows warrantless surveillance. Even with the bill's passage, next steps in the Senate remain uncertain. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says he's concerned by the administration's attacks on the Fed.
I worry that these attacks are battering the institution and putting at risk the thing that really matters to the public, which is the ability to conduct monetary policy without taking into consideration political factors. It is so important for our economy, for the people that we serve, that they can depend over time on a central bank that operates that way, free of political influence.
Powell adds the Iran war is impacting economic uncertainty, and the Fed has a wait-and-see kind of attitude right now.
We just don't know yet, and it's so unknowable, because how long will the strait be closed? You can develop any number of scenarios that you want, but we really won't know till we know. So fortunately, we're in a good place to wait and let things develop.
The Supreme Court has weakened a landmark civil rights era law that had increased minority representation in Congress and elsewhere. In a 6-3 ruling Wednesday, the court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. That decision may be opening the door for more remapping across the nation, and that, some officials say, could aid Republican efforts to control the House. This is SRN News. Well, the grandson of Billy Graham will be in Japan next week, Michael Harrington reports.
Will Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel for 2 days in Shikoku, May 4th and 5th. The Love and Hope celebration will mark Graham's first trip back to Japan since 2014 and is part of a multi-year effort to evangelize the country. Less than 2% of the Japanese population is Christian, and the spread of the gospel has always been stubbornly slow in a nation that is primarily Buddhist or Shintoist, with a penchant for ancestor worship. Michael Harrington reporting.
Communist government of Cuba presiding over one of the worst economic collapses since the 1950s. With government aid running out, local churches are stepping up. Elderly people in Havana being fed 3 times a week at the Church of the Holy Spirit in the Old City. Cuban senior citizens say the church meals are needed to supplement very meager rations. This is SRN News. It seems like a daily occurrence, and a bad one at that. College sports governing body has handed down punishments for 2 players involved in a point-shaving scheme. Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
2 former Fordham basketball players have been permanently banned by the NCAA for their roles in a point-shaving scheme. According to the NCAA, Elijah Gray and Will Richardson each agreed with a bettor to throw a game against Duquesne on February 23, 2024, in exchange for $10,000 to $15,000. Gray was one of more than 2 dozen people accused by federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania conspiring to fix games. He has agreed to plead guilty in that case. The NCAA says Gray told investigators that he ultimately reneged on his agreement to underperform during the game and was not paid. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.